let me have my check there that I'm going to write. And I thought I saw you writing it out. I want to get some harvest off of that. Just a minute here. I'm going to take care of a little spiritual business. See, there's some things I want to say, and I sow to say. Y'all get it. Revelation to Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Glory to God. All right. We are going to continue on the teaching of the kingdom. And the kingdom message, as you know, is probably the most important message in the earth today, really. And, you know, this conference went all the way from the beginning to the end of things. I mean, there are some things said in this conference. If you put it all together, they were lining this thing up line upon line. The thing that Jesus taught here was a kingdom. And one of the things that Bishop Bismarck spoke, and also that Bishop Oyedepo spoke, was the fact that this is the golden age. This is the golden age. And this time that we're in right now is bringing the church into a place that, as one of our speakers said, we're going to access things beyond our range. And we're going to be performing beyond our natural rank. Now that was a powerful statement right there. Brother Copeland said something. He said that we're going into a marvelous time this week. God is going to do things and show things this week that are going to change the entire economic environment of this country. See, that didn't excite you. Man, that excited me. That jumped up and down. And it's not going to take a long time to do it. Now, I'd want to, if you will, I'm going to finish on time, but just give me time. I don't want to detect a rush spirit up in there. Because when the Holy Ghost got something to say, we need to be, you know, we need to sit quiet and listen. But anyway, his statements there really, really, really kind of touched me, because I know that this that we're embarking on right now, this golden age, that it's a time. Can I just talk to you just a minute here? That I don't know whether you recall, there was a time that God had led his children out into the wilderness, or the children of Israel. And they went out there and they needed some water. I don't know if you remember that or not. And he had Moses to strike a rock. Do y'all remember that? And Moses struck that rock. And then God, further on in their time of 40 years in that wilderness, they needed water again. Now, when Moses struck the rock, he struck it twice. Put something right there at Matthew. I got to do what I just hear. Matthew, put something in Matthew chapter 6. Come on back over here to Exodus chapter 17, please. In Exodus chapter 17, this is where verse 6, "Behold, I'll stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out, shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel." So we got water out of a rock. If you know anything about the scriptures, it talks about over in the New Testament that rock was Christ. So here he struck the rock and got water out of it in obedience to God. So God is now preparing a table in the wilderness. I mean, he is providing everything that people would need independent of what normally would be used to make it happen. I mean, suppose I told you that God can prosper your business without any customers. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying it's been too much of the Babylonian reasoning thinking that has drifted into the church and affected what we believe. And we need to understand that God is God. And he is not only our source, but he's the supply. And so with that, here is God, had him strike a rock in the wilderness. Now, this water that came out of here was not just water that you just kind of dip a little dipper in and get you a little bit. This water was thousands of gallons a day, feeding them and any livestock that they had. So this is just not some trickle, you know, little spring. This stuff is gushing out. I mean, you better get out of the way because this is coming out. But it's interesting here that if you go over to Numbers chapter 20, there was an interesting encounter here. In Numbers chapter 20, this is when God told Moses in verse 8, "Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron and thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes." Now, don't hit it this time. Speak to it. "And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink." So everybody's drinking. "And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, Hear now, you rebels." See, that's one reason he kind of disobeyed God, because he got frustrated with that congregation. I know what that's like. But I ain't gonna strike no rock though. I'm here. "Must we fetch you water out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their beast also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, "Because you believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them." Wow. You got what I'm saying? So this is interesting here how Moses disobeyed God, and because he disobeyed him, he didn't get to go into Canaan. It kind of cut his destiny short. Are you following what I'm saying? But I want you to see something here. He smote the rock. See, he smote it twice. That's what it says. And you can't do that because the rock can only be smitten once. Jesus is the rock. Can't smite him twice. All right, you'll find that in Hebrews. So what I'm saying is, it's interesting how he took him with a demonstration first with this rod, and then the next time he wanted the demonstration to be only with speech. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying it looked like he was moving him to this place, and that's what I believe in my heart. Part of what's happening right now is we're moving into this golden age. We're moving into something that's beyond something that you know about. We're moving into a place, Lord have mercy. I'm gonna try to explain this the best I can. That you can speak things into existence. I mean, we're moving into a place here that we've never, ever experienced before since Adam. Because Adam operated like God. And Adam was speaking things. I mean, now think about this. Now I'm just playing with you. If Jesus spoke to a tree, got it? And the tree dried up. Am I right about it? Within 24 hours. Am I right? Okay, so it dried up. Now, he spoke to the wind. It ceased, didn't he? He spoke to the, what else he speak to? Spoke to the devil, they came out. Spoke to a dead man, he got up. Am I right about it? Now understand, that was the limitation of what he came to minister to. Because he didn't come to minister outside of what rank or what whatever God had given him. He had to stay right within that place. Oh, come on now. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captive, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and sat down, and the eyes of all of them in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ear. Didn't he say that? Yes. This day is this scripture. This scripture right here, the one that I just quoted, that's the one that's fulfilled in your ears. Got it? So he didn't come to go past that scripture. But the Holy Ghost's job is to take us past that scripture. Now, I want you to get me now, because I'm talking about going from this place to that place. They talked about the golden age. And the golden age is an age whereby you have this man that was in, glory to God, turn back there real quick, Daniel chapter 2, hallelujah. Daniel chapter 2. Over in Daniel chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. He didn't know what he dreamed, didn't know what that meant, forgot what he dreamed, forgot what it meant. And Daniel came by the wisdom of God and told him what he dreamed. But not only told him what he dreamed, told him what it meant. So look what he says. He said, verse 31, thou, O king, saw, and behold, a great image. And this great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. And this image's head was of fine gold. There it is. Underline fine gold. And his breasts and his arms were what? Silver, and his belly and his thighs were what? Brass, and his legs was iron, his feet part iron and part clay. Thou sawest until a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them into pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold
broken in pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that there was no place found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and it filled the whole earth. You got what I'm saying? All right. Now notice, the image's head was gold. That represents the Babylonian kingdom. Gold. The Babylonian kingdom is a kingdom of dictatorship. Of dictatorship. And I think Brother Tudor mentioned some about that. And that means that whatever they say goes. You remember last night, Brother Creflo talked about somebody say, well, my opinion is, he said, wait a minute, your opinion doesn't count in the kingdom of God. Come on, y'all follow what I'm saying. And my point is that this Babylonian kingdom is a dictatorship that once the king says something, it is legislated. It is legislated. Now the king doesn't carry out what he speaks. He only speaks it and it's done for him. You got to come on up now. And I'm saying he wanted Moses to speak to that rock. I don't want you to hit it, Moses. I want you to move into a place where you can speak the word only. And whatever you say will be done for you. Got it? Now, I'm only saying that Jesus spoke to that tree. Now, he spoke to that tree, and the tree, of course, shrivel up, rot, and whatever it did within 24 hours. Now, I am going to take you further out there than you probably have ever gone before. God never intended for you to serve time. He meant for time to serve you. Say amen to that. Amen. So Jesus, where a tree would normally take months or whatever have you to dry up because of the roots, this tree dried up instantly. So Jesus obviously dominated time. Got it? Now, my reasoning in the scriptures says that, wait a minute, if he can speak to something and it dry up in that length of time, why can't I speak to something and it blow up in that length of time? You follow what I'm saying when I say blow up? Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying it may not be a house here today, but if I speak it there, come on, y'all, come on, come on, go with me now. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying what we need to do is move on in to the fullness of the blessing. See, the blessing is given to us to continue creation. And God is a creator. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11, please. Now, you got to see yourself as somebody to be able to do this. You can't see yourself as, oh, woe is me. I'm just trying to pay my bill. Hey, girl, where my money? You can't see yourself there. You can't do this with that. You got to come up and have a superiority mentality. Come on. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I'm going somewhere with this. This is the golden age. This is the age where you can come in and speak things today. Now, listen, a king, Lord have mercy. I don't want to take y'all too far because y'all, I might drop somebody off. Skip, you with me, okay? See, you gotta come back to Jesus' mission. See, he couldn't go beyond his mission. See, his mission was that. Now I'm going to go back and show you what our mission is. Lord have mercy. See, it's not going to take 10 years to get to 300 members. It's not going to take you 5 years to turn a profit. In fact, where you would normally get a $1 million profit in 10 years. Come on now. Under the basis that I'm talking about, I'm talking about the golden age. You can speak something in. Come on, you can, Lord, have mercy. See, time is going to go away for you. And things whereby, Lord, have mercy, I want to preach this. This is in my spirit. Y'all got to push now. Y'all got to help me birth this thing here. Because see, when he said, we're about to change the economic landscape of this entire nation, I remember when a man stood up and said this, tomorrow, about this time, everybody up in here is going to be a millionaire. And everybody got it except the one man who didn't believe it. I believe this place is full of believers. And if we decree things tonight, the atmosphere will shift. We've got to stop coming down to the standards of a fallen world system. We got to come back up and realize that our speech is so potent until the Bible says that you better take heed what you even say. Because he said that in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 37, he said that he said, by your words, you shall be justified. Keep going. And by your words, you shall be condemned. You see, your words are so powerful that if you know you speak wrong words and it'll mess you up, why don't you know you can speak right words and it'll blow you up? Your words right now are so powerful. And one of the reasons why, I see why, because you've sat through this word all week long. We could shift some things tonight before you leave this place. And I want to shift some money around. I want to shift some money out of the hands of the wicked. I had a partners meeting today and spoke some things. And when I spoke them saying that I'm going to bless you right now. And I said, things that been delayed going to be released. And no sooner than I hit the door tonight, didn't you give me a testimony? Somebody had a job opportunity and got a grant that they had been waiting for. As soon as I finished that blessing, they got a phone call, the grant came in. I said, as soon as I finish with you tonight, you're going to get a phone call. Come get some of this money out of your account. See, we got to stop thinking naturally. We don't need to think naturally. God's got some things for you, but you got to come on up to get it. Sit down. See, we're taking dominion now. We're not, a king doesn't ask anybody anything. As a matter of fact, that's below his dignity. He don't ask you nothing. Well, what do you feel about that? You can't get no king to ask you that. A king just decrees. And decree means to legislate. And when you legislate it, angels move. Their job is to fulfill what kingdom citizens say. And we're going to declare some money coming in tonight. The church been broke long enough. I said, you are owed something and you're going to get it. Matter of fact, you're going to get double of what you owe. Now, I'm not just up here just bumping my gums. I'm up here telling you this is what we're going to believe tonight. It's ours. Let's don't leave it laid up any longer. Let's unlay it and bring it into the house of God starting tonight. God's going to take you past your rank and past your what else? Where's it going? Your range. He's going to take you past your level. Why? He's going to anoint your brain, and your brain's going to be able to receive what you just said. Because a minute ago, you couldn't think like that. But when the blessing come on your brain, all of a sudden, you get elevated. You start walking on water. This is our time, saints. We're not going to let the devil hold our money, hold our property, hold our jobs, hold our businesses, hold our children, hold our whatever he's trying to hold. He is not holding it past tonight. Tonight is the shift. That's what's happening tonight. Matter of fact, we gonna cancel every debt in the house. See, ain't no use in canceling your debt and then you'll be broke still. Let's cancel your debt and then bring you some overflow. This is my assignment tonight. I said, I believe this is my assignment tonight. My assignment is to have you not to sit down and let the devil take anything else from you. Not let him hold not one thing from you. Nothing in this earth belongs to the devil or any one of his kids. This stuff belongs to the house of God, and we are coming to take it back tonight. I wrote some things down here. Listen at this. I'm telling you now, we have been sent to humiliate and frustrate the government of Satan on this earth. We have been sent to dismantle every place he has established his kingdom. It's time for us now not to be humiliated anymore, but to humiliate the devil, to frustrate his whole kingdom, to liberate the captives, to take back everything he stole, to walk into his kingdom. I'm telling you, the billionaires gonna have to give it up. If they ain't saved, they're gonna have to give it up. The this is the golden age. I said, this is the golden age. Sit down. I said, speak the word only. Now, where did I tell you I wanted to turn? I told you something. I don't know what I said. What? Hebrews 11. All right, now look at this over here, Hebrews 11. Now, see, for some people, this is good news. But you got some intellectual types. Man, you watch. You better get a hold of this. Because if you remember what he said over there in Luke chapter 6, and also over there in Matthew, he said, there's a flood coming. And one built his house on a rock, the other built his house on sand. Say amen, somebody. Now, no matter what kind of house you have, the storm is still coming. The Bible says God sends rain on the just and the unjust. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. So I'm telling you right now, the flood is coming. But the issue for us is not the storm. The issue is the foundation. That we got to make sure we lay in a foundation that will not be shaken, and that foundation is the kingdom of God. We're going to do things God's way. Say amen to that. Now, I'm only saying all of this because God has got a place for us to go in the last days that is beyond anything that we can ask or think. And I really believe that this is part of that golden age that we can declare and legislate something, and these things will be done for, oh, Lord. Boy, this thing is in my spirit. Brother Kenneth Hagin said this. He said, before we leave this earth, men are going to walk like gods. Now, that means we're going to speak things into existence. Say amen to that. Verse 1, now faith is the substance of things what? Hoped for. Is the evidence of things, come on, not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were what? Framed by the what? Word of God. So that the things which are what? Seen are not made, come on, of things which do appear. In other words, God made something. But what he made was not made out of something that was already made. Oh, you ain't getting it. I'm saying he spoke things into existence. And whatever he spoke became that. And I'm telling you, we about to get there. I'm saying you can speak house into existence. Now, you got to understand, because the first thing you said, well, where is all the lumber coming from? Where is all the so forth and so on? No, you got the blueprint up in here, and you can speak that thing into existence. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. I'm having problems communicating it to you, but I believe you got it by the Spirit. So, turn to, oh, have mercy. Turn to Mark chapter 5. the blessing, the power of that blessing. No matter what situation called for Jesus, he reached into heaven for the solution. I'm telling you, folks, just as sure as quick as he told Peter to go fishing, the money's in the fish's mouth, the money got in the fish's mouth. Now that's a right now thing. I know what I'm talking about. We were coming back from Africa. And what happened, as I said this to myself in prayer, I said, now I'm gonna shorten time on this trip. Coming back from Africa, because I don't feel like riding that long. And I'm gonna shorten time. Now, this is what I said. I didn't tell my team about it. I said, okay, here's what I'm gonna do. So I spoke some things that morning in terms of the time shortened to get us from where we are to where we wanna be in Chicago, from where we come from. We came from South Africa to Chicago. And I spoke that thing. Now, I'm not talking about anything that Jesus didn't do. Because too much we've been identifying with the wrong crowd. We need to identify with Jesus. Jesus spoke things. He spoke to that tree. And he no man eat fruit of you after forever. And like Brother Copeland said, he didn't do all of that. He just spoke to it. Turn to John chapter 6. I know I'm all over the place, but that's all right. I know what I'm talking about. And if you follow me, you're going where I go. John chapter 6. Now you got to stop thinking time, because if you believe time, that's where you're going to be. Look what it said in verse 15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again to the mountain of himself alone. And when the evening was come, his disciples went down to the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 what? Furlongs, that's about 3 or 4 miles, they see Jesus walking on the sea. And drawing nigh to the ship, they were afraid. But he said unto them, it is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship. And immediately the ship, come on, was at the land, come on, whether they went. Now, you know, if you don't see that scripture through the eyes of the Holy Ghost, you'll think and overlook the word immediately. But immediately means 1 second they were here, and the next second they were at the land. That's what immediately means. Immediately means one night you broke, the next day you're a millionaire. I'm talking about immediately now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's some suddenlies about to come into the house of God. I said, Lord, it's not gonna take us that time. I take dominion over this time. I shorten the route for us coming the time for us to take get back to Chicago. And what happened? What happened is on the last leg, this is what they said. Keith came to me and said, Pastor, it looks like we can make it from where we are and not have to go into Bangor, Maine. But we can go all the way into Chicago. And I said to myself, you know, I don't forget the tree. See, it's a lot of folk, after Jesus cursed the tree, they came back the next morning, and the other disciples just kind of passed on by, you know. but Peter calling to remembrance. I still didn't tell anybody about it. He said, it looks like we don't have to go into Maine. We can go straight into Chicago. Well, I knew what we had to have to go in Chicago naturally. We had to have winds. We had to have something that would give us the ground speed that we needed, because we had only so much fuel and to get there.
All right.
But see,
all right.
I had to repent. After I got back and I say, he went straight from there into Chicago.
All right.
Now that cut off a few hours. And so I said, okay, but God quickened me. He said, now son, you were busy looking. We've got something in the cabin where you can see the ground speed and everything. And I saw the ground speed was low. That means we had a headwind. I said, man, oh boy, we might have to divert and go into Bangor. But see, that was wrong thinking. Because God can put some old gas in the tank. God can make it so the engine won't burn that much. God, come on. I'm talking about God, folks. I'm talking about the same God that saves you can make you a millionaire in a month. So notice what I did. I applied my reasoning to it. So I'm saying, okay, boy, I'm looking at that thing now. I'm looking at it, and it's wearing on my faith. I said, Lord, have mercy. This ground speed. And I looked at it, got around 413 knots. Now, understand, I'm looking for 550. I'm looking for a ground speed of about 525, something like that, that makes sure we have enough fuel to get there. And I'm looking at that thing, and it's dropping every moment. The ground speed, that means we're having more and more headwinds. I said, maybe he'll change the altitude. Now, I didn't tell my team I'm going through all of this, but I'm going through all of this over here. But I don't want to speak nothing, because if I speak it, by my words I'll be justified, and by my words I'll be condemned. I've already declared something, so I need to just stay with what I declared. Come on now. And then I came back. I didn't even want to ask him how the fuel looked. I didn't even want to ask him. I said, well, how we doing, Doc? I'm acting like I don't care, you know. How we doing, Doc? He said, okay, we're doing all right. Now, just show you how we blew it. I mean, I didn't even call. We normally call Reuben to pick us up, you know, when we land. But we landed, we got in there, say, anybody call Reuben? Nobody called Reuben. We had to sit in the place an hour waiting on him to come. That wasn't his fault. The fault was I should have called him. I should have said, yeah, we're going to make it there. And just show you I believe it, I'm going to call somebody to pick us up at that time. Now, I know this don't mean a whole lot to some of y'all, but get the principle of the thing. It's time to speak things into existence. I'm saying don't just draw a paycheck. Speak what you're going to have this month. Hey. Are y'all with me? Now that is an example of time, but notice, one moment sick, next moment well. One moment have marriage problems, next moment can't stay away from one another. I believe. One moment, are you following the same? We're about to see an acceleration take place in the body of Christ. And it's going to take place because God's going to take you past your rank and your range. Going to take you past that. You're in the golden age. You're in the time now that you're going to have more than enough all the time. And come on now, you're going to pick up gold like dust. All right, now I don't know where you are and where you come from, but God is going to send you out now, because you're going to have that blessing on your life, and you're going to speak things into your city. Let's go back there. Psalm 91. I mean, let's go to Isaiah chapter 61, please. I'm just talking what's in my spirit now. I'm just asking y'all to pull it on out, because it's in there. I'm your prophet tonight. I said, I'm your prophet. Don't leave me. Don't leave here without getting your stuff, because I'm carrying your baby here tonight, and you better pull him on out. I know you're not used to this kind of preaching. You used to a homily or something, 3 points and a point. We ain't doing that here. We prophesying, man. We laying this thing out. It's not for everybody. Everybody can't walk with this. This is for believers. This is not for doubters. This is for people who are looking for something. This is people who are expecting something. Folks, we got a lot to do before Jesus comes back. And everything he's going to call you to do, I can guarantee you, most of it's going to take some money. All right, look at Isaiah 61. Let's just look at this. You know, when I'm preaching like this, I can't look at nobody's face. No, man, I see too much doubt and unbelief on that. I ain't got time for that. See there? Now they call for something over here. They call for it. They call for it over here. This is where it is over here. This is where it is over here. Let me get this. I can see it now. Sit down. You know what that was? Showers of blessings coming on you from this day forward, Doc. You ain't have to struggle for nothing else. Your days of struggling are over. Whatever's been held back, it's now released. I said it's now released. Is in the wrong hands and is crying out to come to your hands. It is not going to cry any longer. Money cometh to me now. Sit down. I know you're not used to this kind of service, but you watch and see what's going to happen to you. I released a blessing on that group just today, and instantly miracles start happening. I'm anointed to bless you. I said, I'm anointed to bless you. People of the world are looking to a government that's failing called Babylon. And this government, they're looking to it for it to take care of them. Like I said, any government that has the power to take care of you, everything that you got, has got also the power to take everything you got. There's no natural government that can take care of everybody. None. Now, only the government of the kingdom can take care of everybody. And we're coming into a time that the smartness of Egypt could not deliver them from the famine. I said there's a flood coming. And I'm telling you, God is getting you on his system. So I don't care what comes, you will flourish as a green blade tree. God is doing some things in your life right now. He's setting up some deals while you're sitting here. He's gonna make some people call you on the telephone. I'm prophesying now. They're gonna call you on the telephone and gonna bring you some stuff and some deals and some money and some things gonna happen to you, which nobody can explain, but the Lord did it because this is a set time of the favor of Almighty God. Isaiah 61 says in verse 4, and they shall build the old waste, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair waste cities and the desolations of many generations. I decree every thing that is to come into the hands of the church, for the church to be recompensed and for the cities to be built. I command every resource to come to the church now, in Jesus' name. He said, for your shame, verse 7, you shall have double. I said, you shall have double. Whatever you lost, God's gonna multiply it and bring it back. Now, some of you have been victims of shame or some kind of injustice or something like that. I got news for you. There is a law called the law of rejection. That the stone that the builder rejected has just come the head of the corner. When they push you down, now God's going to lift you up. You're not any longer the representative of the wealth and the abundance of God. You are going to be a representative with the wealth. Everything you desire is going to be in the kingdom. Everything. Joy, peace, love, even your health care don't come from the kingdom. Say amen to that. Your total supply is coming now from the kingdom. So get ready. Now, because of the lack of development or maturity of the body of Christ, we kind of been manipulated. And folks, you know, emotional things. But now you're going to be word-based. And you're going to be functioning in this economy according to heaven's economy. There'll be no lack in your life. Say amen to that. Amen. That you'll not slide back to the old system. You will not have any doubt that the covenant is at work in your life and that the blessing of Abraham is on you. In fact, from now on, people gonna notice something different about you who don't even know you. When you walk in the room, they gonna be kind of looking at you, trying to figure out something's different about him, something different about her. That's all I've been doing is prophesying tonight. You will be a channel of blessing for the world. Don't be concerned whether anything is going to hurt you. Because God has made it so that can't nothing touch you. In fact, let me take you over to one more scripture. Let's go over to John, in John chapter 16, please. Now understand, the Holy Ghost, you're going to start hearing his voice just as clear as you hear your own prayer. I said, from this day forward, you shall hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. And pastors, when you go back to your ministry, start teaching healing, not medicine. God's going to give you a healing message. You're going to see healing, a power of God working in your ministry. Say amen to that. Start teaching sowing and reaping, not getting a second job. Come on now, help me now. You start teaching deliverance, and then they won't have to go to a 12-step program. It'll be one step. Tell them they can be debt-free, and they can be debt-free right now. The world is waiting on the sons of God. Look what it says in John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Let me give you one translation of that. Satan has been deprived of his right and ability to hurt or destroy you or do you harm or make you fail. So you cannot fail anymore. Your days of failing are over. Things are going to be coming to you and coming out of you so fast. It's going to be able not only to meet your needs, but the needs of folks around you. Are you with me? So what am I saying? Today. I said today is the day of your is the day of the manifestation of the golden age in your life. It's starting right now. Give the Lord a praise. That's all I got. Start right now. Now, if you will, take your seats and bear with me. In the overflow area, if you bear with me, stay in order now, because that's one thing about getting the blessing. You got to stay under the order of the kingdom.